I remember working an entire summer for my uncle and making $60. I remember working in the heat. My uncle owned a lot of property. So I remember working in the heat to earn that money. And I made a total of $60. I remember pouring tar on the roof and making $60, not in a day, for the entire summer. That's an average of $20 a month. When it came time for me to get my money, my uncle reminded me of everything he had to pay for me while I was there that summer. He reminded me of the food. He reminded me of the bills, the electricity, the water. He reminded me of the gas money. He reminded me of if we went somewhere, him paying for it. He reminded me of everything. So my total came out to $60. And I took that $60, that hard-earned $60, and guess what I did with it? I went to the mall and spent it all on a pair of shoes. I spent that hard-earned $60 on a pair of Adidas tennis shoes. As I look back on it, I want to slap myself because that was very foolish and very inconsiderate of myself, and even more inconsiderate of the lesson my uncle was trying to teach me. He was trying to teach me the value of money, but more than the value of money, he was trying to teach me the value of time, because I spent the whole summer to make $60. My uncle said, don't spend that money on those shoes, he told me. He said, don't spend all your money. He said, save your money. Spend a little bit of the money. Don't spend all of your money on the shoes. And I went to the mall anyway and bought those shoes because guess what? I had to have those shoes. I had to look fresh. It's a lifelong lesson. You see, the money is spiritual, and how we use it shows our character. My uncle gave me a valuable lesson. He gave me a lesson on time. He gave me a lesson on money. He gave me a lesson on saving. He gave me a lesson on even investing, because that whole summer, he was telling my cousin and I about investing, about stocks, about saving your money, about not spending money, about not wasting money, about how much money he wasted and how much money he has now. My uncle owns a lot of property, so much to where he's a millionaire, but you couldn't tell. He had a F-150 truck and he had a Ford Explorer. That's it. Two cars for a millionaire. Lived in a house, modest house that he owned, and he owned about 40 other houses by the University of Michigan. But my point was, my uncle was trying to teach me the value of money. My uncle was trying to teach me the value of time. My uncle was trying to show me that working hard for money and then wasting the money is foolish. Not only is it foolish, it's an abomination. It's an abomination. Because what it shows is you don't honor the time that God's given you. You don't even have enough decency to honor your own time that you're even putting into something. So as I reflect back all those years later, now I really can see and conceptualize the value of money and how valuable the money is. And how when you waste time, you waste money. And when you waste money, you've essentially wasted your time, because it took time to get the money. The reason why money can answer all questions is because the righteous pursuit of money, meaning getting money in order to leave a legacy, in order to make this world a better place, is going to be the best builder of your character. I know some of y'all scratching your head like, how could that be? No, it is. Because look how many lessons I learned in life dealing with money. I've learned the best lessons in life dealing with finances. I worked a whole summer and made $60, and I wasted it all on a pair of shoes that lasted 6 months. Shout out to my uncle. I love you and I thank you for teaching me. Welcome to the Dirty Soapbox. To me, making money is the greatest builder of character. I'm going to tell you why I say this. I say this because look at your life now and look how many lessons you learned in your life that had to deal with finances. Think about it. Think about your greatest life lessons and think about how money was involved, how finances was involved. To me, the greatest revealer of character is money. If you want to know what somebody is about, look where they spend their money. Look how they use their money. If you really want to know a person, look at their finances. It will reveal everything to you. There is a scripture in the Bible that says, a feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. And in my studies, I've learned that when you see that ETH in the Bible, that means to perfection. So a feast is made for laughter and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. How can money answer all things? I guarantee anybody listening right now, most of the questions you have, 99.9% of the questions you have in your life presently right now have in some way, shape, or form to deal with finances. I guarantee it is something financial. We literally have candidates basing their platform off of finances. They want to become the president of the United States, and they're basing their campaigns off of finances. Think about it. All these groups of people have gotten reparations from the United States, and nobody had a problem with it. Black people were actually promised reparations and didn't get it. And if we ask, it's a problem. Do you know why it's a problem? Because it's dealing with the money. We just said that money is the greatest revealer of character. So when America did not give black people reparations, it revealed America's character. And if black people ask for reparations to this day, and it's an argument, it reveals people's character. But how is making money a builder of character? Because if you're making money in a righteous way, meaning I'm making money because I'm providing a good or service to the people. I'm making this money to leave a legacy. I'm making this money to be a blessing. I'm making this money to make the world a better place. And all of those aspects, how can your character not be developed? How can your character not be established? Think about that. Think about somebody thinking, I'm going to start this company to leave a legacy for my children. The whole intent is righteous. So that means in your dealings, in your efforts, it will be for a righteous cause. And your character will be tested, but also fortified. Now, some people may say, well, love is the greatest builder of character. Is it? Love is a choice. Folks that say you love you, say they love you, do you the worst most of the time. So is it? God, guess what I know? I know that when somebody really cares about you, they'll give you that money. My boy always says, you know they care about you when they put that money in your hand. And that's true. I look at all the people that love me in my life, and I know when they love me because they putting that money in my hand. These folks aren't rich. These folks want to see me doing good. They want to see me doing well. So they put money in my hand because they'll feel like the money will bless me. It's a righteous cause. Again, money is the greatest revealer of someone's character. And making money is the greatest builder of character. My boy told me if we want to be great, we have to study the greats. There's a saying that says if you want to beat a man, you got to beat the man. I think Ric Flair said that. So in my mind, the more I do these podcasts, I say even in my spirit, the more I do these podcasts, the more I want to get better at doing these podcasts. The more I want to put my best foot forward, the more I want to read, the more I want to study the greats and learn from them, the more I want to give you guys a quality product. I realize these are my words, and these are my investments into this world. And so hopefully these words can be a benefit to somebody listening. But in order for these words to reach their maximum potential, I got to be at my best doing them. So I want to thank my boy for giving me that piece of advice when it comes to these podcasts, because these podcasts are a part of my legacy. Hopefully years from now, people will listen to these podcasts and get inspired or have some hope or learn something. But back to this money. Most of my life lessons that I've learned have been from finances. And I realize why. Because making money is the greatest builder of character. And how we spend our money is the greatest revealer of character. And I say that because I looked at my life and how much money I've wasted, how much money I've spent. I'm being honest with you all right now. I'm being transparent like Hollow Man. I'm letting you all know right now that I've wasted a lot of money. I probably wasted so much money that if I had invested that same amount of money, I would have been rich. And it hurts to say it. But guess what? I spent bad because my character was bad. Because I guarantee I was spending money on some foolishness. Think about it. When we spend a lot of money, it's going to be on some foolishness. This is why I say spending money is a revealer of character. Because how someone spends their money will let you know how they are. And how somebody makes their money will let you know how they are. That's why I say making money is the greatest builder of character. Because if you're making money the right way, your character has to be intact. Because there are so many opportunities for you to not use your character. So every great business deal you make or close, it's steadily building up your character because you did what was right and you saw good results. Listen, most people are going to fall short when it comes to this money. There are folks out there taking jobs right now just for the money. There are folks stuck on a job right now just for the money. There are people with people just for the money. There are people around people just for the money. The people I like around me are the people that say, I'll pay my own way. You know why? Because they value not only the ethics involved around the worth of money, but they also value you. So they're not going to put that extra burden or anything on you. What they'll do is they'll say, no, I'll pay my own way. And I respect that. Some may call it pride. I call it character. Because you don't want somebody doing something that you can do for yourself. I'm going to tell you this. People that are good with money usually have good character. I didn't say folks that make money. I didn't say folks that had a lot of money. I said people that are good with money usually have good character. It's all kind of bad people that can get rich. It's all kind of bad people that can make money. But folks that are good with money, that's different. Because folks that are usually good with money are usually good with people. Because those principles go hand in hand. But money answers all things. I'm going to say it again. A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. How does money answer all things? Because it is the best revealer of character. It will let you know someone's intent. How'd they make the money? How'd they earn the money? How do they spend the money? How do they waste the money? How do they invest the money? It's going to tell you everything about the person. Not only that, everything about yourself. I look back on my life and I wasted so much money, and I can't think of one time I was using my money for a righteous cause and it put me in a financial bind. Like I said before, the money is spiritual. I can't think of one time I was using my money for a righteous cause and it put me in a financial bind. Think about that. When I've wasted money in my life, it has been for selfish reasons. Character revealed. When I've wasted money in my life, it's because I wanted to look good. Character revealed. When I wasted money in my life, it's because I wanted to feel good. Character revealed. And when I used to work all those jobs to make the money, why was I working those jobs to make that money? Because I wanted to do what? Have these cars, have these clothes, look good, go out, stunt. Character revealed. You want these questions answered? Bring that money up. You want these questions in life answered? Start dealing with finances. Because those principles are the same. You reap what you sow. You get out what you put in. These are the building blocks of life. This is universal law. The universe says, what you put out, we will give back. But the universe is so awesome because it was created by God. The universe says, what you put in, we'll give you more back out. That's how good God is. So what I'm saying is, in my life, when I've wasted money, it wasn't for a righteous reason. And the results were, I got in debt. I look at all the times I've wasted money, including the present, and it wasn't for a righteous reason. It wasn't for an honorable reason. So imagine someone going from a zero to $1 million. Think about a zero to 100 real quick. That's a song, right? That's in a saying, right? So apply that same thing to somebody going from $0 to $1 million the right way. Righteously. Think about that. What kind of person can go from $0 to $1 million? That person will have to have some understanding. That person will have to have some good character. Why? Because folks are dealing with that person. Folks are making money with that person. So that person will have to exhibit some characteristics or qualities to have folks want to do business with them repeatedly. So we got understanding. We got good character. We got patience. We got intelligence. We got integrity, because you're not cheating to do it. We have all these great things a person has to possess to go from $0 to $1 million. Person has to learn from their mistakes. Have to have some kind of humility. On your way to $1 million, somebody's giving you some advice, so you got to listen. You got to be humble. All admirable and honorable traits for a human being to have on that road from $0 to $1 million. This is why I say money is the greatest builder of character. Because if you do it right, you are forced to have character. You're forced. Because you're not going to succumb to the money. You will have the money in its proper place. So I guess what I want to tell you all today is, I think I heard in the movie Players Club, one of the dancers said, make the money, but don't let the money make you. And I got to agree with that 100%. There should always be righteous intent in everything we do. In everything we do, we should have a righteous motive for why we're doing it. This goes back to being unselfish, and this goes back to this thing not being about you or I, but being about those after us, this entire planet that exists from here and beyond. Infinity and beyond, like Buzz Lightyear would say. But the intent should be righteous. I know for me personally, I've wasted a lot of money being unrighteous. It's unrighteous because I was spending the money thinking about myself. And I was making the money thinking about myself. And so I guess the lesson we learn about finances is it can't be about you. Most people, I would venture to say, that are successful, rich, wealthy, or whatever, they had a passion about something. And I guarantee that passion they had about something filled a need in society. And so they ran with their passion. They ran with their passion. And their passion yielded results because the intent was righteous. The intent was, I'm passionate about this, and I want to see this thing get off the ground to do what, though? To usually be a benefit to the people. Your wealthiest people in the world control or do something that provides a service to people. That's not by coincidence. It's like we have a seed to plant. Let's say we have a financial seed to plant, and that financial seed is encased in our intent. Our intent is a thing that protects the seed. If we have bad intent and we plant that seed in the ground, when that seed grows, if it grows, because you can make the seed grow with the right environment, right temperature, right amount of sunlight, right enriched soil, right amount of water, the seed can grow, but I guarantee the fruit that thing bears will manifest and be your intent. That's how you can see people losing it all. People don't lose it all because they become dumb. They lose it all because someone on the line, they made it about themselves. It was a selfish reason involved. I see all these companies that have opportunity to get on this new wave of being online, you know, not having an actual store, but doing things online, streaming, all this. Many companies had the opportunity to do this, but they said no. And they said no because pride got in the way. They made it about themselves and not about the convenience of the people. Time is precious. Time is priceless. So we got time and we got money. And most time they go hand in hand. Because you need time to make money. And the less time you need to make money, the better. That's really the goal. Somebody making, what they say Bill Gates made at one time, he was making a certain amount of millions of dollars an hour. It was crazy. But my point is your intent. And the money is revealing of character. Just like making the money builds character. Just like how you make the money will expose who you really are. It's not by coincidence. The greatest among us have great character. People that are good with money usually have good character. And guess what? Folks that are good with money, what do they always do? They are always willing to share information with the people. Again, because they have character. It's going to reveal the character. Me personally, me and my friends, I would hate to win the lottery and then me be the only one of my friends that are rich. Think about how depressing that would be. A lot of folks would like it. I wouldn't, because I'd be rich and they wouldn't be rich. And guess what? Most folks that go broke that win the lottery because of intent. How many folks win the lottery and make everybody around them rich? Have a plan to make everybody around them rich? Not many. Most folks win the lottery and trick off the money. You know why? Because it wasn't righteous. I remember I saw one guy, he won like $168 million take home. And this guy said, I'm going to help my brother build his church. I guarantee that man still got his money. I guarantee it. That man was way out in rural Georgia somewhere in the country, in the sticks. And I guarantee that man still has his money. When they asked him what he wanted to do with it, that was the first thing he said. And I guarantee that man has his money. And I guarantee his brother still has his church. Righteous intent. I would like to thank all of you all for tuning in to the Dirty Soapbox, where my soapbox might be dirty, but my kicks are clean. I want to thank you all for joining me on this podcasting journey, and I hope you all never leave. Today I talked about how money is a revealer of character, how making the money is a builder of character, and how spending the money is a revealer of character, and how our financial seeds are encased in our intent. And when those seeds sprout, what we will see manifest is our intent. Now, I don't want to say money is the most important thing on this earth. I would say that would be oxygen and then probably water and then money coming up third. But my point is to say this. Is that the money is spiritual. In actuality, it's a blessing because the money is an extension of who we are. And God is so wonderful that God placed all kind of life jewels in money, in learning finances. So you want to learn about people, learn about money. You know how this world operates? Learn about money. Because money is going to answer all things. I love you all. take care, and wait for it. Free Blanche, get money.